right now on VFN TV. VFN Kingdom Business, where did it come from and why did it start? We're going to hear about a Rhema word of God that birthed VFN Kingdom Business. Also, we're going to see how Justin Bieber, the musician artist's mother, was part of the Toronto outpouring, how they're believing God to touch the entertainment mountain right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Think about this, the word of the Lord. You think about when Abraham, he was just Abram, the father of faith, and he was in his homeland with his family. Suddenly what happened? God spoke to him. The word of the Lord came to him, and he says, listen, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you a father of many nations. I'm going to bless those who bless you, curse those who curse you. But it came by a word of God, and he just stepped out by faith and left everything he was familiar with and went on this journey we call today the father of faith, the faith journey. He was the first one to believe God, and it was accredited to him as being in right standing with God because he believed God. But it began with the word of God. How did VFN Kingdom Business come to pass? VFN KB, you see it all the time, but it's all about a word of the Lord. When God called us out and began to do what we're doing today, and he spoke specifically everything we're doing, the word of the Lord was over that and led us out to be able to do it. Well, VFN Kingdom Business, you know, I think about some other people in history in the past talked about, you know, how do you change a culture? Because you can keep trying to minister to a culture, but there's certain areas of a culture that if you don't change those aspects of a culture, you cannot change a nation. And you were called to disciple nations. And so they found out that changing and impacting the seven mountains of culture, you know, business, education, government, faith, family, media, arts and entertainment, I mean, all these different areas, the seven mountains, that you can never change a nation. We're called to disciple nations. And so a lot of times they were just people, the church was just, we're working this, we're working at that, we're talking this, but we're never going into the decision makers, the mountains of industry, the mountains of education. And what we're seeing today, right now, we're seeing education in America just flips up, upside down on top of his head. And we have people graduating from a university for the four-year degree in teaching history, and they don't even know, they have never been taught about American history. We're finding people who are in high-level education, the ivory education, they're literally coming against ivory, you know, the higher institutions, you know, Harvard. Yeah, they're actually saying we don't need the Constitution. That they're okay with monitoring and changing speech, the First Amendment. What's happening is we're not impacting the culture of education. We're not impacting the culture of business. We have huge industry today that's being led by the kings of industry. Today, you know, historically, when you talk about kings, you talk about kings of countries. But these companies, these organizations, these corporations today, they're bigger than countries. Their budgets are bigger than countries. They have more power than countries. They have more power to influence than countries. And so now you're talking about the kings of industry. And so God's called us to be able to go into these mountains and begin to disciple the people in those mountains, begin to tell them, you know, about God and God's plan for creation and everything he's done. And so each of these aspects have to be impacted. And so often, you know, as us, the church, we know how to do church. We would go to church, we would preach to each other, we would sing to each other, and we'd look at each other and go, man, that was good church. Let's come back next Sunday and let's do that again. But then all week long, will we impact our government? Will we impact education? Will we impact media? And we haven't. And so now we begin to see education change, we begin to see media change, we begin to see, you know, every aspect of culture change, even sports and entertainment, all that. And so what the Lord has said specifically is that his business, the Father's business, is the kingdom business. We're told to pray, Father, that your kingdom would come, that your will be done in all the earth as it is in heaven. And it's a good thing. And so we're supposed to bring the kingdom culture into where we are, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a business person, whether you're a minister, whether you're a family, whatever it is, we're supposed to be there as salt and be there as light. And so the Lord began to birth, you know, VFN kingdom business, that your success is my success is your success, and our success together, centered on Jesus Christ, is kingdom business. God's called you to be successful. You know, Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the plans he has for you, plans to bless you and to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. You're supposed to be successful. He's given you talents, and he expects you to succeed in those talents. As a matter of fact, he says, when he comes back, if we didn't do anything with that which he gave us, it's not going to be good. So, but we haven't been training each other up and empowering each other to be able to understand that and to move in that. That's why I wrote my book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Success, to be able to fight for your success, because a wealth transfer is coming, and it's coming for the purpose of the church to be able to bring in the greatest harvest the world's ever seen. And the Lord showed me that we're not ready for that, so we have to get ready for it. So if you haven't got your free copy of I Will Fight, you need to get it. You can go to vfnkb.com and get your free copy of it. But listen, so here we were. God's began to speak to me about it, and I had it in my heart. I've carried it for a long time, but it never, you know, folded it out where others could see it, you know, all together in a vision. And so then the Lord came to me in a night vision, and he showed me specifically that, you know, people want to connect with what I'm doing through you. They want to connect with VFN Kingdom Business, but they need to be able to see it. They need to be able to, and this is specifically what God showed me, was that he was pouring out his glory presence on the education mountain. Think about that. It was on like a grammar school, like grade 5 and below, young children. And the people, the children were just moving in the glory of God. They were praying for each other, the glory of God. It's like they knew what to do. It was powerful. You know, lest we become like a child where we can't enter the kingdom of God. But then the teachers and the adults began to come, get drawn to that school because they were drawn to the glory of God. Then other people began to come. And then all of a sudden, people in the entertainment mountain began to come, and other mountains began to come. But the people in the entertainment mountain were touched by the power of God and the glory of God, and they had great wealth. And when they saw what was going on, they saw some people that were there that they wanted to be able to give to what they'll never want again. Think about that. God wants to give to what you'll never want again. And so, but they understood that the people that they were talking about had been given a lot of wealth, but it's gone through their hands like holes in a bowl. And so what they said was that we're going to, what God was telling me in this particular encounter with him, is that they're going to give, you know, many different streams, but our stream, they're going to give these finances to VFN Kingdom Business, where we could actually help people grow up and learn the things they need to learn for their business skills and management and that type of thing. And then little by little, almost like a micro type loans or whatever, or grants, you begin to give them little by little as they move into the next level of entrustment, for they're ready at that point for a great wealth transfer. Well, when all of a sudden, when they're talking to me in this encounter with God, I had to give them my card. They wanted my card. I looked at the card and I go, oh my goodness, that's the VFN TV card, which were, you know, VFN TV everywhere, but it's supposed to be, the Lord said it needs to be VFN Kingdom Business. And that's when I knew we were to launch VFN Kingdom Business. And so we launched it. You can find out more details at vfnkb.com. But it's all focused on the seven mountains, and we're here as a prophetic voice, to here to network with the church and to get you cross-pollinating, and we have things available for you online, but also to inspire. We have some great ideas and concepts God's given us, and people that have connected as VFNKB partners on a regular basis, that we're able to help them take their business to the next level. You know, God cares about your business so much. When we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you specifically what he told me about you in business. A lot of people thought that God's not into their business, but God is into your business. He has wisdom, he has insight, and he is the key to for a business breakthrough for you. But I'll share with you what he told me after the break. See you after the break.
We'll be right back.
A Bible that speaks without words? In an art form that survived the Middle Ages like none other, called illuminated manuscripts. These handmade, beautifully decorated manuscripts most often drawing attention to the teachings of Christianity.
One of the most spectacular of these is the Crusader Bible, with boldly colored illustrations depicting villages and castles, as well as scenes of warriors and knights in armor set in 13th century France.
The Crusader Bible was likely made in Paris in the 12th 1240s, thought to be associated with Louis IX, France's Crusader King, and representing the genius of the most skilled artists of the day.
The Crusader Bible, a picture book that New York's Morgan Library curators say represents one of the greatest visualizations of Old Testament events ever made.
Engage with the Bible, illuminated in history over the centuries.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they've worked for others, and I believe they're going to work for you. I want to help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. That's why I want to bless you with my book for free. That's right. I'll cover the cost of the book. You invest in the shipping and handling. I mean, there's nothing to think about. It's free. Claim your book. Don't wait a second longer and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So the Lord spoke to me. That's why VFN KB started a very powerful way. He showed me specifically that He is into your business success. He wants you to succeed. He is the creator of business, the marketplace. Where did you find Paul? Where did you find Jesus? You found Him in the marketplace. He was out and about just advancing the Father's business. He was with the tax collectors, with the business industry. He was with, his first disciples were in the fishing industry, business partners together, and taught them to be fishers of men versus fishers of fish. And so he showed me specifically in this particular encounter with God, this night vision, where I was sitting with business owners and their business was slumping. It wasn't doing well. And I'm sitting at a table, like at a restaurant table, and we're talking back and forth, and they just seem kind of really, sad because their business is slumping. And when business industry slumps, when your business slumps, it affects you, it affects your employees, it affects your employees' family, it affects people that are affected by your business, it affects the whole nation. You know, one of the biggest employers of America is a small business, folks. And this is early on. This is some time back when God's speaking to me. It's prior to the Trump administration. And He shows me that these business leaders didn't realize that God would help them in their business. They didn't think that was an alternative to be able to have, God help you with insight and favor and all in your business. It's like almost like the people understand, say, well, God will help me in the church building. If I teach Sunday school, He'll help me. If I preach, He'll help me. If I go out and be a missionary, He'll help me. But He doesn't help you in the workplace. And that just couldn't be further than the truth. So I'm talking to these business leaders, and they're sad because of the situation. And I was talking to them, God is in their business. They wanted to bring God into it. And they just didn't even think that could happen. They just wasn't in their grid that God could be into their business. And God's into you. He's into your business, into your life. And he gave you those talents. And so I started speaking, God's word over the business, what God was giving me. And literally, if you think about it, making you fishers of men, it was like the fishing string of God just came all over that business. The word of God was being spoken out. As that word was being spoken out, as it touched their business, all of a sudden their slump of their business stopped. All of a sudden, things that were unplugged and not operating right, that seemed run down, they began to lighten up. Their business changed. And God was beginning to show me that He wants you to know, as a business leader, as a business person, that you can succeed with God. No longer run your business by yourself as a side thing with God, and then you go to church on Sunday. Realize that wherever you are, as a believer, Christ dwells inside of you, and He wants to rule and reign where you're at, and He wants you to give that business to Him so you, together with God, can take that business to a whole new level. And so this is the birthing process of VFN Kingdom Business and what God had said to me and what He wanted to do. And so we stepped out, as always, by faith and began to start that journey. And since then, we've seen businesses, for example, under this prophetic word that stood up and said, yes, I want to partner, VFN KB partner, and stood, as a partner, and we sowed back into them. We saw God take one businessman who had one location and multiply that to multiple locations and even give the businessman even greater insight to do something different. And same thing with another business person. This is the business to begin to grow and increase. And the more we allow the Word of God to be spoken over our day, our life, what insight for this business deal, that business deal. Listen, there's one particular businessman that you know, he was seeking the Lord. He needed a word. He had a gas station and he had a car wash. And he was charging money for the car wash and it didn't work. He was trying to get more customers in and more business in. And so all of a sudden, this one rhema word from God that said, you know, stop selling the car wash. Give the car wash away. Just give it away for a full tank of gas. Guess what? That one word nugget, that one business wisdom nugget from God shifted his whole bottom line, and his profits went way up because it was just understanding. You just got to hear what to do. Sometimes God could say, listen, I know you're not going to put 100 billboards up, but you need a billboard on this street, on this date, and this time, because I'm going to have somebody go down that road and they're going to see your product, see your service, see what you do, and they're going to connect to you. That's what God does. Look at the Word of God. He does that all the time. And so, you know, I think about, I talked about this on a previous program, but understand that two secrets to success is believing the Lord will get you established, but believing the prophets of the Lord will bring you success. Hearing that proceeding word over your business will bring you success. God, listen, to be able to change the nations in the world, it's you as believers in the workplace beginning to bring God's kingdom into the workplace where all of a sudden your industry soars. Finances shift to you, and you invest them in the kingdom of God. You hire folks. You do these. You just begin to transform. Politicians come to you and ask you for advice about what to do in their districts. It's just powerful. But out of all the seven mountains, it's the business mountain that funds all the rest. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
In every city of the world, an unseen battle rages for dominion over God's creation and the souls of people. This battle is fought on seven strategic fronts, looming like mountains over the culture to shape and influence its destiny. Over the years, the church slowly retreated from its place of influence on these mountains, leaving a void now filled with darkness. When we lose our influence, we lose the culture. And when we lose the culture, we fail to advance the kingdom of God. And now, a generation stands in desperate need. It's time to fight for them and take back these mountains of influence. The mountain of government, where evil is either restrained or endorsed. The mountain of education, where truths or lies about God and His creation are taught. The mountain of media, where information is interpreted through the lens of good or evil. The mountain of arts and entertainment, where values and virtue are celebrated or distorted. The mountain of religion, where people worship God in spirit and truth or settle for a religious ritual. The mountain of family, where either the blessing or a curse is passed on to successive generations. And the one mountain they all depend on, the mountain that fuels and funds all the other mountains. The mountain of business, where people build for the glory of God or the glory of man, where resources are consecrated for the kingdom of God or captured for the powers of darkness. Those who lead this mountain control what influences our culture. The last 50 years, we've seen the most rapid moral decline in history. The culture we inherited from our forefathers is disintegrating before our eyes. What kind of world are we leaving for our children and grandchildren? As long as the business mountain is held by enemies of the gospel, funding for the other mountains will always be constrained, and any efforts to advance the kingdom of God will be hindered. Imagine God's people reclaiming their cities and government, in the arts and entertainment, in the media, in education, in the family, in religious influence, but only limited by their imagination and not by a lack of finances. It's possible, but first, we must take back the mountain of business. God's move to take this mountain back has already begun. 90% of people working in the marketplace believe in God. 78% believe spirituality and business mix. 70% say that because of their faith, they find meaning and purpose in life. There are over 56 million Bible-believing Christians working in the marketplace. A vast army of God waiting to be truly engaged in the battle. Yet this strategic army and battlefront has largely been left ignored by the church. More than 90% of church members do not feel they are being equipped or trained by the church to apply biblical faith in their day-to-day life. It is time to reclaim the seven mountains and bring the life of God back into our culture.
Join the movement. Join the movement. So exciting. You think about it. Go to VFNKB.com. You're looking at it right there. And get connected. See what's going on and all the things that are happening. Get your copy, your free book of I Will Fight. 10 Strategies for Success. It's a coming wealth transfer. It's coming. The Lord showed me very specifically. He's going to bring judgment down on the evildoer. When he does that, immediately provision that's been held back by the adversary is going to be released. But we have to be prepared for it. We have to understand how to do it. And some of the insights that he's given me, I shared in this book. It's a free copy. Go to vfnkb.com and get your free copy sent to you right away. We have some other materials available for you there as well. It's called I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success. Oh my goodness. You want to join the movement. This is exciting days. It doesn't just happen like pennies from heaven. It happens because God's people listens to what he's saying, his prophetic voice. We respond like we did when God spoke. And there's people out there ready to connect with what God is doing in this day. Well, listen, we're going to go to a break. When we get back from this break, we're going to show you the VFNKB community where we all come together, just launched, to be able to connect with like-minded people, to be able to watch God do what he's going to do in there. It's an exciting thing. Join me after the break.
We'll be right back. A gifted and talented public school program out of control. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Our daughter is in fifth grade, so the teacher this year refuses to say the Pledge of Allegiance because it says one nation under God. She asks the children to retrieve her hominid skull, and she gets the kids to bring it to her, and she carries it around, not pertaining to the lecture. She referred to Christ as that boy from Nazareth.
All right, let me jump right in here. We're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. Making disparaging statements about your daughter or her faith is not allowed. That is a violation of the law. Let me get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. Hang on the line here, Dana. We'll get you some help.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Don't miss your chance to get this free book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, where I share a prophetic encounter God gave me about a coming wealth transfer. And this whole genesis of this book and these strategies is to position you for a coming wealth transfer. It's 10 strategies for success, dealing with your belief, your actions, commitments, giving you plans, giving you strategies. I mean, so many things I can't even talk about, but it's yours for free. Go to VFNKB.com and get your free copy now.
Why you see that changing?
Because it's time. You know the difference between you and these people? They're cowards. And you ain't.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Listen, sometimes as a business leader, as a business person, there's nothing more lonelier than being somebody who is responsible for running a company. You have vendors calling you, you have tax collectors calling you, you have employees talking to you, and sometimes you can forget the reason why you got into business. They call it the American dream, but sometimes you may think like, this is the American nightmare. Well, I would encourage you, you're not meant to be alone. That's what VFNKB, that's why God's birthed VFNKB and ministries like that, to be able to be there to inspire you, to encourage you. Sometimes it's personal, you know, ministry for yourself, for your family, but also wisdom for your employees and your business. Ways to be able to just take your business to the next level. Just all kinds of insight that God has given us. And just like he spoke over what we're doing now around the world, he will speak over that. And there's prophetic insight about that. And there's just nothing more exciting. I want you to know that God is into you. He wanted me to know, to let you know, that he sees your business, he's going through the struggle, and you've divided the fact of thinking God is there on Sunday, but he's not there with you at your workplace. He is all over that. He's the one that's gifted you in that. And you can actually find out more at VFNKB.com. Join the movement. I want to say this too. We have the VFNKB community. We just launched it. We're excited about it. You go to VFNKBcommunity.com and they'll take you there. You can sign up and join, you know, as a member of this community. And it's a, we're mutually encouraging each other. We've got business leaders, entrepreneurs, just leaders in general, coming together to be able to inspire each other and having nuggets about so many success secrets, different ways to be able to develop a daily routine that can just change your life, a nightly routine that changes your day, and just so much more. So you go to VFNKBcommunity.com, and you can invite your friends to join as well. That's going to be the area we're going to begin to have some significant conversations. I believe it's going to change your day. Well, I want to say this to you. Listen, our God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. Understand that he's not isolated in some building somewhere. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be talking to you in the near future about how the Lord revealed himself to me in this amazing way, how he's basically walking amongst us, and that the people that know him, and that how we're called to love him, and loving him, loving God, like Jesus says in John chapter 15, is actually doing what he's saying with your business, doing what he's saying with your ministry, doing what he says with your family, and just loving on him. And that's the way that we could love him back. He loved the Father so much that he obeyed everything the Father told him and produced eternity like we have now to be able to be saved. But you know what? I'm thinking businesses. The Lord showed me that there's businesses out there that your business needs to be saved. You need a sounding board. You need God to give you some insight, some prophetic insight about what to do with that business decision. Many business leaders have benefited through the wisdom I'm talking about, and you could be one of them. Not only that, maybe you are somebody who's already experienced that. You've already experienced how God has blessed your business when you brought him into your company, and now you're looking, I went from success to significance, and now I'm looking where this place in business is a place of influence now, not just a place of a job or an income, but now I'm realizing I can influence other people's life. You'll see at the end of your life, they're throwing an 80th birthday for you, and they bring you to a surprise birthday party, and they give you a mic, and they ask you, tell us everything that you've done. The question is, well, all you do is talk about business, or will you talk about the influence and the impact you have because you were in business? That's what I want to help you to be able to do. But I just want to pray with you right now, pray a blessing over you, and thank you for everybody that's partnering with VFNKB. Partners, you know, comment below, contact us at VFNKB.com. Friends at VFNKB.com, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I speak a blessing over the business that's watching, the business leader, business owner, God, inspiration, God. Speak to them in their sleep, night visions and dreams, insight, God. Good coworkers, Father God, just bless their businesses, God. We thank you for what you're doing. Lord, we just ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at VFNKB.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.